Welcome to the Gifted to Give podcast. I am Brother Gian. If you're new to podcasting, you're in the right place. I can't wait to share to all of you how wonderful God is as we celebrate the 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines. Good day, listeners. We have once again Monsignor Achilles Dakay as he will preach and teach to us the good news of the gospel for this Sunday,
September 17, 2023.
We have a great number of listeners, downloads, and interactions. We at Gifted to Give Podcast would like to thank everyone for their support.
We are blessed to have our sponsor for our podcast, Podmetrics. Thank you so much, Podmetrics, for the support, and I urge everyone to support them as well.
And now, without further ado, please join us in welcoming Monsignor Achilles Dakay.
Good morning. Good morning to you all on this sunny Friday, the 15th of September, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. We have so far known Mary just within the Cebu City parishes under her different titles. For example, Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception, Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary, Our Lady of Guadalupe, Our Lady of Remedies, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady Help of Christians, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and Our Lady Mother of Perpetual Help. And now, we would like to know Mary under her title, Our Lady of Sorrows, which is, by the way, the feast of an old parish down south, Ronda. But before anything else, let us pray. Almighty Father, send your Holy Spirit upon us that we may read your word with faith. Reflect on it with hope and realize it with love, following the example of your only begotten Son, from whom we find freedom, fulfillment, and the future with you forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, this coming Sunday, the 24th, in ordinary time, is in the Philippines Catechist Day. Catechism is the manual of religious instructions where questions are asked and answered for our reflection. So actually, today, we ask ourselves, which are or what are the seven sorrows of Mary? So that we may not only know her by her title, we should also try to feel how she felt. The first sorrow that Mary felt was at the temple when the child Jesus was being presented, and the old man Simeon told Mary, "Sorrow like a sharp sword will break your own heart." Secondly, Mary felt sorrow when Joseph, told by the angel to get up and go out to Egypt, Mary experienced sorrow in that travel. Then we have Jesus, already 12 years old, when they were celebrating a Passover in Jerusalem, and while Mary and Joseph were going back home to Nazareth after the festival, Jesus, the boy Jesus, stayed in Jerusalem, and the parents did not know this. Then we have Mary meeting Jesus on the way of the cross. Then, when Jesus was crucified, Mary was standing there close to the cross. Mary was there when Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, with the permission from Pontius Pilate, took down the dead body of Jesus on the lap of the Blessed Virgin Mary, now we call the Pietà. Mary was there when the body of Jesus was being buried in a new tomb owned by Joseph of Arimathea. And lastly, we know how Mary felt when Jesus was buried, and she watched. These are the experiences of Mary which are expressed in the Gospels for our reflection. So I repeat, as catechists, we should not only know but share our knowledge about the seven sorrows or dolors of Mary. Now, this coming Sunday, the 24th Sunday in ordinary time, we are made to read Matthew 18, verse 21 to 35. Then we shall also be reading St. Mark and St. Luke. So now, let us read first and listen to the reading of the Gospel for next Sunday, Cycle A, Matthew 18.
Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go, and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart."
Thank you. Thank you very much for reading for us this gospel for next Sunday. Let us remember that Mary, with her seven sorrows, indeed suffered greatly together with her son Jesus, who lived up to his name Jesus, as told by the angel to Joseph, Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So now, as catechists, we ask the question, what is sin? What are the sins that Jesus saves us from? This is the question we would like to ask and answer from the Gospels, cycles A, B, and C, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. For example, in this Gospel according to Matthew, we read that Peter, or Simon, approached Jesus and asked him, "Teacher, if my brother in faith, that is, if my fellow Christian, sins against me." Now, Peter did not at all explain how he is sinned against. We are not told what that sin is, only that Peter mentions that he is sinned against. So let us leave it at that. In Mark, we read about Jesus himself, who said, whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Again, Jesus does not tell us how life is lost. In cycle C, Gospel, according to St. Luke, there is a parable. Three parables, in fact. The parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the lost son. But again, we are not told how a sheep is lost, how a coin is lost, and how a son is lost. So let us stop here and let us spend some time on asking and answering these questions. We are not told, I repeat, how a man, a shepherd, having 100 sheep, loses one of them. We are not told how a woman in her own house loses one coin. And lastly, we are told how at home a father who had two sons, of course he had a wife, he had two sons, and the younger one was lost to the father. So again, we ask ourselves, what actually is sin? What actually is being lost? Thanks to Bible scholars, and we are not, we are only Bible students, but thanks to Bible scholars, we now know how a sheep is lost. Sheep, by their nature, are social animals. They flock together out in the pasture. But one sheep may find something to eat and eats it all by himself and does not look around he becomes greedy and does not share it with the 99. He therefore eats all by himself and falls off the cliff. He falls off the cliff where feeling alone, away from the flock, he becomes very weak to move. He loses strength, and there he lies and cries. There he lies and cries. That's how a sheep is lost. How does a Kohen get lost? We are told that this woman in her farmhouse, a farmhouse usually is dark with only one window. Of course, the 10 Kohens were kept in her bag. Why one of them drops out of the bag? Someone said, kay dili man good to Gucci ang iyang bag. Anyway, one Kohen drops out of the bag down to the floor, which is usually dirty, filled with hay, because this is a farmhouse. This is how a Kohen gets lost among the hay and is hardly seen. It's hidden. And the third parable, we are told that this man, of course, he had a wife. They had two sons. The younger son, lawfully, legally, at his age, asked for his share of the inheritance. And the good father divided his property between the two of them, the elder and the younger. And we are told that the younger son disposed of his property and had sold them and had money. And with that money, he set off to a distant country where he squandered his money, his manners, and his morals. How then is this son lost to the father? When he precisely distanced himself from the father and from the home. What then is being lost? What is sin? The sheep is symbolizing us a person who separates himself from the shepherd and from his flock, the good shepherd. We are also told that the Kohen is also a symbol of us. We drop out, the Kohen drop out of the bag, separating itself from the woman who owns it and from her bag. And lastly, we have this younger son who set off to a distant country, separating himself from his father and from their home. Sin, therefore, sin, aside from being a transgression of a law, aside from being a violation of a commandment, sin is basically a disruption of relationships. Sin is basically separation. I repeat, the lost sheep separated from the good shepherd. The lost Kohen separated from the gentle woman, and the lost son separated from his generous father. So that is what sin is for us. When we therefore say at the beginning of every Mass, I confess that I have greatly sinned, we try to specify how and when by saying in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. But still, we are not told how our thoughts sinful, how our words sinful, how our deeds are sinful, our commissions and our omissions. So this is what we should now ask and answer. When we sin that and confess every time we attend Mass that we have, each one of us, greatly sinned, we try to specify. We sin through our thoughts, words, and deeds, commissions or omissions. And so, we say, when we sin, we are like the lost sheep. We distance ourselves from the good Jesus, our good shepherd. Secondly, when we sin, we drop out like the one coin out of the Church of Christ, from His one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And thirdly, like the lost son, we distance ourselves from our other brothers and sisters in faith. So, I repeat, sin is basically a separation. What specifically are these sins which separate us, from which Jesus saves us? They are mentioned by Jesus Himself in the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said, in answer to the question whether food eaten can make one unclean, but Jesus said, no. What makes you unclean is what comes out from inside, what comes out from your heart. And He says, what comes out from you are evil ideas, evil thoughts, evil intentions that lead you to do something wrong, to rob, meaning to steal, to kill, to commit adultery, to be greedy. All these evil intentions lead you to do something evil by deceit, by jealousy, by slander, by pride, by folly. All these things, Jesus says, come from inside and make one unclean. So here we have the answer to the catechetical question we ask: what is sin? What are the sins that Jesus has come to save us from? Since this Sunday is Catechist Day, let us all be asking questions, seeking for answers. That's what catechism is all about, a manual of religious instructions on how we can profess and practice our faith in simple questions and answers. So here I pause for some of your questions and reflections.
And now, words from our sponsor. If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I want to share with you the tool that I use to help me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description box of this episode and use the referral code 500YOC Cebu so you can monetize your podcast too. Thank you, Podmetrics. And now, back to our podcast.
Why does it feel very difficult to reestablish what has been separated when it was easy to get separated? One needs always to exert more effort to reestablish relationship.
That's precisely. We sin because we are given the freedom which we can use, misuse, or abuse. Let us go back to Adam and Eve. They were created by God, given the gift of freedom, and they misused it, they abused it. That is why there are sins. Sins are committed by us, not only by what we have done, but also by what we have failed to do.
EMOS, wow, that was a very comprehensive Bible study. Thank you, Mons. Thank you for reminding us of the seven sorrows of Mary, who celebrate today. Indeed, Mary suffered greatly and therefore can really relate with our individual process as we imitate her son. Salamat, Mons, for this.
That's right. We have now the duty and our salvation to know why Mary suffered greatly. But please, Mary is not a co-redemptrix. That's why the alliance of two hearts has been. Because Mary, yes, she suffered on her own level. But Jesus is the only Savior and the only Redeemer from our sins through His suffering. Mary's suffering, her sorrows, always below the great suffering of Jesus, especially in the Paschal mystery, His passion and His resurrection.
Hi, Mons. Where can we do catechism for adults? Is our Bible study like a catechism?
Here, we are trying our best to present the Gospels from another point of view. We study a Gospel from another angle, other than the usual and the traditional. And so here, all the time, we try to focus our attention on a point of convergence, and especially relating ourselves to our celebration of every Holy Mass. At every Holy Mass, we ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to pray for us. At every Mass, we ask the Blessed Virgin Mary that by the help of God's mercy, she, the Blessed Virgin, Mother of God, may help us merit to be co-heirs with it to eternal life, and praise and glorify the Lord. That is how we have moved around the Gospels, but around the Holy Mass, because for me, the center and the circumference of our pastoral Christian life is the Mass.
Good AM, Mons. I went to catechism as a kid until I was a teenager para preparation for First Communion and Confirmation. Pero now as an adult, I don't go anymore. I tried reading the compendium of the Catholic Church, pero lisod. Where do you suggest I start?
Yeah, that's a good reflection. Try to not just know Mary. Try also to imitate her as much as you can, so that it won't be enough. I have been saying this again and again. It's not enough to just walk with Mary, but talk to her or about her and share her to others who may not believe as strongly, as deeply as we are to her because of her Son, Jesus Christ. I repeat, it's not enough to know her under the title Our Lady of Sorrows. You have to read, reflect on, and realize her seven sorrows experienced by Mary and expressed in the Holy Gospels. Read and read them again and again. Reflect and realize them in your lives. Each of the sorrows of Mary must have a lesson for us.
Monsignor, where does the inner sin that emanate from our hearts come from when it was God that created us? Does the devil plant those during our creation?
As we have been saying, anything that we say or do here on earth does not at all affect, much less afflict, God. Saint Teresa of Avila has said, Dios no se muda. God does not change by what we say or do, right or wrong. We have said it at every Mass. Our praises add nothing to His greatness. So our greetings to Mary also do not add anything to her happiness. But that is good for us. It profit us for our salvation. So, I repeat, know her more, love her more, and follow her more. We are not only Christians, we are also Marians. We Filipinos have been legitimately feeling pride as un pueblo amante de María, a people deeply in love, madly in love with Mary.
Hello, Mons. As a mother of a toddler and a teenager, makaingon jud ko na ay koy sorrows. Haha. But I pray to Mama Mary to ask God to give me grace to be humble and patient. Like us, I try my best to raise good Christians. Sa gospel, Jesus said to forgive 77 times. I will remember this as I try to be a good mother.
Again, may I remind you that our devotion to Mary can only be sincere if grounded on sound doctrine and guided by strict discipline. So please, let us refrain from saying, pray to Mary. We do not pray to Mary. We do not pray to any saints. We ask them to pray for us. Only that we are tempted to use ask the same as we do the word pray. But please, we do not pray to Mary. We ask her to pray to Santo Niño. We pray to Señor Santo Niño because he is God and Mary is not. We ask Mary, mamalihog taniya, musangpit taniya, mangablit taniya, aron ta iyang iampo sa Dios. Pero dili ta muingon nga magampo ta kang Maria. Those of you to whom we have sent my written reflection, please read the whole text with the Bible references that you may say that you have really studied the Bible online. So, since many of you may still go to Rwanda, we pause here for the final blessing. The Lord be with you.
And with
may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Happy Fiesta Rwanda.
Wow, that was an amazing talk given by Monsignor Achilles Dakai. We are so grateful for the Lord for sending Monsignor Dakai to share God's word to all of us. We would like to thank again Monsignor Achilles Dakai, and also to our heartfelt gratitude goes to all of you who joined, interacted, and asked a question for Monsignor Dakai. Hear more from Monsignor Dakai again next weekend. This is once again the Gifted to Give podcast for your ears only. I am Brother Gian signing off. Have a blessed Sunday to all, and to God be the glory.
You have just listened to the Gifted to Give podcast with your host, Brother Gian, Brother John, and Father Jojo. Catch our next episode. This episode of the Gifted to Give podcast was brought to you by our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to our Facebook page at 500 Years of Christianity, Archdiocese of Cebu. If you love the Gifted to Give podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review everywhere you listen to your podcast. Till next time.